Mike Tugubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the bread of God that came down from heaven to give life unto the world. And how wonderful it is to know the true and the living God through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only way to God the Father. What a privilege and what a blessing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept Him as Savior, to be born again by the Spirit of God, to be delivered from the bondage of sin, to know the joy, the peace, the forgiveness that's all available through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as Savior. Oh, how wonderful to know and to have a purpose and a reason for living. And all of that comes into the life of the individual who will believe in the Lord Jesus and accept Him as their Savior. Well, we're continuing to talk about the work of the Holy Spirit of God in the life of the child of God. And we've been looking at miracles and wonders that God has wrought through different individuals, and we've seen so many that the Old Testament makes known to us. And today, I'm looking in 1 Kings, 1 Kings chapter 17, and here we see a man named Elijah. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. You talk about a miracle. Ravens would eat the bread and the flesh. But God used these ravens to feed his prophet, who had obeyed him and had spoken to the wicked king Ahab and warned him about the famine and the judgment of God that was coming upon Israel because of their rebellion and because of their sin in turning from God to worship Baal and the false prophets, to listen to them and to follow their instruction rather than the word of God. And so God had a plan for his prophet. And Elijah went. He didn't have a backpack. He didn't have several days of food stored up. He went without anything in his hand, trusting God to take care of him. And God did exactly that. God looked after him and commanded the ravens to bring him food, to bring him bread and meat, both in the morning and at night. They fed him twice a day. And then verse 7 says, It came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Now here again, God sending Elijah, his prophet, who has obeyed him and did what the Lord told him to do. God's taking care of his needs. Beloved, there's a little saying that where God guides, he provides. And he does, beloved. Where God directs and guides an individual, he will supply and provide and take care of that individual's needs. And, beloved, we've certainly seen this true in our own life. And times when we came out of having the needs met, we've seen God send in funds from unexpected source and in unexpected ways. I remember when we were in Hawaii and were ministering there, and we had a large group of young people that came through on their way to, I believe they were going to Korea. And we fed them what food we had, but we didn't have enough food and we were out of money. And my wife, Verna, said, "I don't know what we're going to do." And we said, "Well, we'll just have to trust the Lord to stretch what we have." We went home, and there were two or three sacks of groceries sitting in front of our front door for us to feed these young adults, these young people. And the Lord provided the need. I don't know to this day where those groceries came from, but God knew. He may have sent an angel to bring them, or perhaps He used one of the members of our fellowship to bring them and burden their heart to bring them, because these young people had spoken at the church and had sung and had ministered. And then we didn't know how we were going to feed them when we took them home, but the Lord provided. Well, that's what He did for Elijah, beloved. He's just the same today. The God who lived in Elijah's time is just the same today. He changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What a wonderful and amazing God that created the universe and that loves you and me, that knows the number of the hairs upon our head, that so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to leave heaven and its glories, to take on the form of a human being, to walk upon this earth as a man, and to go to an old rugged cross to die for the sins of mankind, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish, but be given the gift of eternal life and live forever. And, beloved, you haven't begun to live until you receive that gift of eternal life. Oh, the world deceives, and the world blinds, and the world brings men into thinking that to follow the world and to live an ungodly and sinful life is real living. But, beloved, that's real dying. That's what it is. That's real dying. That's not real living. I believe it was some movie star that had a beautiful car, and he had that car buried with him, and somebody commented and said, "That's real living." No, beloved, that's real dying. For he was buried and he was dead and he had gone out into eternity. That wasn't living, that was dying. And, oh, beloved, how the world gets confused and mixed up because they listen to Satan, who is a master deceiver and deceiveth the whole world. Romans 12 tells us, verse 9, I believe it is, that he deceiveth the whole world. He's a master magician. Beloved, don't let him deceive you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll open your eyes to truth. He'll deliver you from the bondage of sin. He will give you strength and enablement and the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God to live a life of victory and to be an overcomer to the honor, glory, and praise of the Lord. He'll prepare you not only to live victoriously in this life, but in the life to come, because the best is yet to come for the child of God. Well, God sent Elijah to this widow in Zarephath. And so verse 10 says of 1 Kings 17, "So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, 'Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink.' And as she was going to fetch it, or to get the water, he called to her and said, 'Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread that I may eat of thy hand.' And she said, 'As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it or prepare it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die.'" That was all the food she had. And yet God had sent Elijah to her to feed him and to take care of him. What's going on here? Beloved, God is the God of the impossible. With God, all things are possible. Oh, that we would learn to trust in the Lord with all our heart, to lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge and recognize that He is God, and to obey, to let Him direct our path. And so Elijah said to her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it to me, and after make for thee and thy son." Now, was he being selfish? No. He was exercising this widow woman's faith. He was showing her what God could do if she would obey the Lord God and obey His word and do what God told her to do. For verse 14, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that God sendeth rain upon the earth." And so she believed the word of God. O beloved, to believe God's word brings rich blessing into our lives, to believe and to obey. It reminds me of the song, "Trust and Obey," for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And verse 15, "So she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah." Every time she'd go and use up the meal in the barrel and use up the oil to prepare food for them, and when it was time to eat again, she'd go back and there was more meal and there was more oil. And for many, many days, 3 years perhaps, they ate of that meal and of that oil that God kept providing and stretching for them. You see, beloved, God is the God of the impossible. With Almighty God, nothing is too hard for Him to do. What He wants from us is that we obey, that we believe, that we trust in Him, that we lean not to our own understanding, but we walk in accordance to His word, and we do the simple truth, the simple things He's told us to do. Till next time, goodbye.